Hi. I just wanted to say thanks for the birthday dinner. It meant a lot that you would do that with my mom out of town. She says thanks too and hopes she can make it up to you. Kirsten? She's already asleep in her room, I think. She was climbing into bed when I came down here. Yeah, it was pretty cool of you to let us drink wine at dinner, but I think she had a little too much. Me? I feel fine, maybe just a little warm and tingly. Anyway, thanks. So, what do you think? I know you read my text. I saw you blush when you looked at your phone during dinner. So what do you think? You're gonna play dumb? Okay. I'll remind you. The first text said, I want you to use me as your personal fuck slave. Does that sound familiar? No? How about the second one? I'm going to satisfy all of your perverted sexual desires. As of tonight, my body is yours to use. I think you know exactly what I mean. And I think you want the same thing too. I'll prove it. I don't think you'll go anywhere when I take off my skimpy little dress like this and let it fall to the floor like this. Oh, did you think I'd be wearing something underneath? My little no longer teenage tits are too firm to need a bra. They're barely a B cup now anyway. And I almost never wear panties. You haven't moved. I think you like what you see. Do you like my smoothly shaven pussy? Do you like my tan lines? Standing in front of you like this, naked, exposed. It's making me so wet. And seeing the look in your eyes, I know you want to use me. You can do whatever you want to me. Come down my throat, pound this pussy, come violate my virgin asshole. This isn't my body, it's yours. Or maybe you want me to do dirty things to you. I'll do that too. I know you want my mouth on your cock. But I can stroke your cock with these little hands while I slide my tongue across your taint down your asshole. I mean, if that's what you want. You ever come on a girl's face after she licked your ass? Maybe You'd like to come back to Kirsten's room and watch me fuck your daughter? Maybe you'd like to join us. I mean, she is a great lover. Very attentive and skillful. Oh, that's right. You didn't know. We've been fucking for a while now. No, just friends with benefits. You remember the first time I slept over? You were dating that woman, Amy, Anna, whatever. Well, we heard you guys that night. You made her come so many times. And we were listening outside your door, just right over there. And we both got so horny that we went back to Kirsten's room. At first, we started masturbating, but it turned out we liked playing with each other better. Now think about all the times I've slept over here since then. Or Kirsten slept at my house. We fucked it every single sleepover. Your daughter has made me come so many times. Now, it's your turn. I've been waiting for this for so, so long. Sorry. My clit was aching and I had to give it a little attention, or else. Well, you haven't walked away yet. I know you want this. And I'm dying for you to use me. Please. Please. Just tell me what you want. Oh, thank you. I would love to get on your bed on all fours. Okay. Oh my god. I can't see you, but I can feel you behind me. My pussy is dripping, but you can see that, can you? Oh, I feel so much better than I ever imagined. Oh God. Oh my god, will you stop me? Oh, please. Please, please. I have to have your cock. Please, please use me. But let me have your cock. Yeah. Oh my God. Your cock. It's perfect. Can I touch it? Yeah. You like feeling my little hands on your cock like that? Oh. Oh God. You're leaking free cum. Can I taste it? Oh my God. I love the taste of free cum. It makes me so hot. Would you please fuck me with your beautiful cock? Please. I'll do anything. You can tie me up. Or do you want to spank me? Or maybe you want me to put on Kirsten's clothes and call you daddy while you fuck my tight virgin asshole? Whatever it is, I don't care, I'll do it. Please. Oh, lie down on my back. Oh, yes, sir. Whatever you want. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Using me, I will fuck you. sleep here. I understand. You want me to what? Oh, I like that. Can I make it even better? If I have to stay naked, I'm going back to Kirsten's room and I'm gonna spoon her sleeping naked body. And I told you I won't clean your cum off of my face. Maybe I'll wake her up and let her have a taste.